Tech It For Me is an independent and solo-produced podcast.
Welcome to the Tech It For Me podcast. I'm Mike Badol. Every December, my house transforms into something people around my neighborhood call a bit of magic. It's a full-blown animated light show synchronized perfectly to music. Cars line the streets, kids push their noses up against car windows, or they can be found dancing on the sidewalk. And the whole block comes alive with lights dancing in time with the beat. Behind that magic is a ton of planning, cables, light controllers, computer software, and honestly, a fair amount of chaos. In this episode, I want to pull back the curtain a little bit and take you behind the scenes of my own show, the Rusty Griswold's Light Display in Burlington, Ontario, Canada, to show you how holiday lights actually get animated to music. I'm going to talk about the technology, the creative side, the community, some of the funny disasters, and why I keep doing this year after year despite broken props, long nights, and the occasional family thinking the show extends inside my house. This is the Tech It For Me podcast. Let's go.
This is the Tech It For Me podcast.
Although my start date has changed a few times over the past 10 years my show has been running, the setup officially kicks off the weekend right after Canadian Thanksgiving. While a lot of people are still polishing off leftover turkey sandwiches, you can find me outside with ladders, spools of wire, and boxes of props. That's just my tradition. It basically my kickoff to the holiday season. By the time I'm finished, about 6 weekends later, I've put up over 14,000 light bulbs across the house and my yard. Most of them are what are called WS2811 pixels. These are special LEDs where every single one can be controlled individually. It's because each bulb has a computer chip built inside of them. They are the difference between a static string of lights and a light show that can chase, strobe, fade, and pulse in perfect rhythm to any song. I concentrate solely on the Christmas season for my show, but there are others out there around the world who build light shows for Halloween, Easter, St. Patrick's Day, almost any and every holiday. My first official show night is Black Friday, that is the last Friday in November. While people are fighting over big screen TVs at big box stores, I'm flipping a switch to on and starting a tradition. And I should say the name Rusty Griswold's Light Display, it is a nod to National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, and also a little tribute. If you grew up around Burlington, Ontario, you probably remember Doug Moosen, who is known as the Clark Griswold of Burlington. Doug's display was, and still is, iconic, and it's located on Spruce Avenue here in Burlington. People line up just to see it year after year. Sadly, Doug has since passed, but his legacy continues to live on. His family keeps the show going and his memories alive at christmasdisplay.ca, their website. And I tip my hat to him and thank him for his inspiration. For me, carrying the Rusty Griswold name forward is a way to honor what the Moosen family has built and keep that spirit alive. And that is bringing families together through lights, music, and a little bit of holiday magic. Now let's get to the part that fascinates me, and probably you since you're listening to a technology podcast. That is the backbone of the show. At the heart of it all is a computer program called X-Lights. It's a free, open source program you can grab online at xlights.org. That's xlights.org. Think of X-Lights as the conductor of a symphony. You drop in an audio track, and then you use timing marks to line up lighting effects with the beat, the melody, or the vocals. So, for example, if I wanted the roofline to chase with every drum beat or the megatree to explode in color on the chorus, I build that into X-Lights. It's like editing a music video, but instead of video clips, I'm working with lights. Once those sequences are ready, they get exported to the brains of the show, the light controllers. In my case, I use a mix of Falcon boards, Raspberry Pi, or BeagleBone Black mini computers running Falcon Player, or FPP, as most people call it. Now, full disclosure, I am not sponsored by any of the brands that I mention in this episode. My show in particular uses 8 different light controllers. Those controllers receive their instructions from one main computer, the show player. You can use almost any computer as a show player. In the past, I have used a Windows computer, but this year I've decided to move towards using a Raspberry Pi. That little Raspberry Pi player sits there every night in December, sending out tens of thousands of commands per second to each tiny pixel. And of course, that all sits on top of a network setup. We're talking E1.31 and DDP protocols. Ethernet cables running through the yard, to switches and waterproof boxes, and a lot of labeling to make sure I know what goes where. Now, it doesn't always go smoothly. One year, I had props flickering like a bad horror movie due to data overload over the show network. Another year, I discovered halfway through December that one of my controllers wasn't quite configured correctly, so a whole section of the house looked like it was, well, inebriated. The show must go on, but behind the scenes, there are nights I'm out there in the cold, redoing configurations, just so people in their cars don't notice the glitches. It's a technical challenge, but that's honestly what makes it fun for me. And here's a fun fact. A lot of the gear I use in my front yard is the exact same gear you're going to see on TV shows like The Great Christmas Light Fight. The software, the WS2811 LED pixels, even the types of controllers, they're all part of the exact same ecosystem. That's one of the cool things about this hobby. You don't need Hollywood budgets or a TV crew to do it. The tools that light up million-dollar displays on national television are the exact same ones you and I can download or order online. It really comes down to how much time, effort, and creativity you want to put into it. But the technology is only half the battle. The real magic comes from the creative side. The first big decision is song selection. I almost always pick upbeat holiday songs because they just show better. If you've ever watched lights chase along with a driving bass line, you know what I mean. It's borderline electric. I also try to pick songs across decades, starting from the 1950s going till today. That way, every generation has something they can connect with. You might hear Burl Ives 1 minute, Mariah Carey the next, and then maybe something from Sia or Ariana Grande right after. Sequencing is where the artistry comes in. In X-Lights, I'm layering effects with sweeps, color washes, strobe bursts, and text scrolling. It's essentially choreography, but instead of dancers, I'm working with LED lights. And I'm not the only one who treats it this way. If you've ever gone down the YouTube rabbit hole of animated light shows, you've undoubtedly seen Tom Bettjorge. He's world famous in this hobby. His displays in California go viral every year. Massive scale, insane synchronization, flamethrowers, light up drones, and creative use of music way beyond just Christmas. He's even been featured on national television. For a lot of people, Tom set the bar for what's possible when you combine technical skill with artistic vision. Over the years, I've added props to push the creativity further. LED panels, P5 LED panels that can display video-like effects. Mega Christmas bulbs that appear to sing along accurately to the words, thanks to phonetic mapping of every syllable. Or 3D printed elements that give the show a unique look. The more tools I have, the more I can play with rhythm, melody, and color. And when it all clicks, when a sequence just perfectly matches a song, it's ecstatic, it's pure joy. Watching the lights move in harmony with the music feels like creating your own kind of music video that the whole neighborhood can enjoy. So, what do you think? Does this sound too good to be true? Now, before I make this sound too perfect, let me share the not-so-magical side of running a public light show. When you open up your front yard to the community, you're inviting in all types of behavior. Most of it, I'll admit, it's wonderful. People are respectful, they're grateful, sometimes even dropping off a thank you card. But not always. There was one time a kid ran straight into one of my gingerbread men props, tripped over a wire and damaged the whole thing, just ripped the wire right out. Another year, a kid actually kicked one of my lanterns so hard that the glass shattered. Their parents, well, they treated my front yard like a playground, and they just let their little Johnnies or Susies run free. And then there was the time a family tried to come into my house. I guess they assumed the show continued indoors? I'll never really know. But I do know my 100-pound dogs were more than happy to make sure that they left quickly. So, yeah, there's the joy, and then there's the reality check. You spend months building something beautiful, and in an instant, someone can damage portions of it. It can be frustrating, but at the same time, I remind myself that for every one bad story, there are literally hundreds of good ones. Now, if you're listening and thinking, this absolutely sounds amazing, I'd love to try it myself. Well, here's some of the advice I provide to people who ask these kinds of questions. First off, start small. You don't need 14,000 lights to create something magical. Pick one prop, maybe a small tree or a simple arch, and sequence it to one song. Even 100 LED pixels can wow people if they're animated well. Secondly, use the free tools. Grab and download X-Lights. It costs you absolutely nothing, and the community support around the world is absolutely massive. There are forums, there's Facebook groups, YouTube tutorials, and you'll never run out of people willing to help. The main programmers of X-Lights have donated their time over the years to produce a professional class software. They do accept donations on their website, but it's not required to use it. It is appreciated, though, I'm sure. Thirdly, plan for growth. This hobby has a way of snowballing. Believe me, it's addictive. What starts with one arch can turn into a front yard spectacle pretty quickly. And trust me, your garage is soon going to look like Santa's workshop just exploded all over the place. The point is, you don't need to be an engineer or have a giant budget to start. You just need some patience, a little bit of curiosity, and a willingness to tinker. So now the why. Why do I keep doing this year after year? For me, it comes down to the payoff. And what is that? Well, standing out there and seeing kids' faces light up. Watching cars pull up and entire families singing along in their seats. Getting those moments where neighbors stop by just to say thanks or participate with a sign that points to my display to say ditto. Absolutely hilarious. And frankly, I can't say enough about my neighbors. They put up with the occasional visitor blocking their driveways or the after-hours person who thinks it's funny to blast the music from their vehicles at 10:30 at night on a weeknight. For me, I'm just a small part of bringing Christmas magic to kids and families. It's also about giving back. Every year, Rusty Griswold's light display helps support a charity that focuses on helping kids and families. This year, in 2025, my family and I are honored to support Halton Women's Place, a local charity that provides shelter and support for women and children in need. It's a way of turning all those hours of work into something that actually helps out the community. And it's also about tradition. My family knows the weekend after Thanksgiving means it's go time. Ladders come out and the show construction begins. The lights, the songs, the whole thing, it's become a part of our rhythm as a family. And now part of that rhythm of the neighborhood too. Yes, it is a lot of work. Yes, things break. And yes, occasionally some damage occurs. But the joy it brings, I'll be honest, that's what keeps me coming back. So there you have it. The high-level story of how holiday lights get animated to music. At least from my perspective here at Rusty Griswold's Light Display. If you're curious to see the show in action, please check out my website at rustygriswold.ca. And that's spelled RustyGriswold.ca. I have links to YouTube videos where I show songs from previous years. If you just want to go straight to the YouTube channel, visit youtube.com/@RustyGriswold. That'll take you straight to my channel as well. And while you're surfing, please be sure to check out Halton Women's Place. That's haltonwomensplace.com. They do amazing work year-round for women and children in need. Well, thanks for tuning in to the Tech It For Me podcast. And if you happen to be in the Burlington, Ontario area this holiday season, be sure to come see the show. I promise you will not be disappointed. Until the next episode, thanks for listening.
Tech It For Me is an independent and solo-produced podcast.